This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm in a good spot. I mean, I got cleared to face hitters for the first time on Friday, so it's been, I guess, roughly a year and a half, somewhere in there. So looking forward to that and kind of letting that be a next little hurdle to get over and go from there. So So let me backtrack. I read some of the, you know, you did the interview with Murph, and I read some of the stuff that comes out, and people think I'm hurt. I've had a setback. I haven't had a setback. I think I want to make this clear is that when you have a surgery, especially a shoulder surgery, you have to do things differently and you have to build up differently. So my progression is going to be a little bit slower. It's not that I've had a setback because I haven't. It's just I'm in a different I'm having to do things a little bit differently, build up a little bit slower. So I'm doing great. I've been able to throw two bullpens a week, kind of have a normal off season all off season, and you know, it's been good. It's been different, but it's been good. So what categorizes fully healthy? I don't know. Like until I go face a hitter in a real game, you know. But like I feel good. So I think that's what I'm focusing on, is just coming in day-to-day feeling good and going from there, and I get to face hitters for the first time on Friday.
There he is, Brewers starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff from earlier today at Brewers Spring Training, which is where Andrew Wagner is from Forbes Sports, Brewers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Sparky here. Mr. Wagner, your thoughts on what you heard Brandon Woodruff say today? I guess it's encouraging to hear that he is already going to start throwing at hitters.
Very encouraging. First, though, Sparky, you know what else is served up by Wendy's today, along with Wisconsin Sports Daily?
What's that?
Lunch outside of Maryvale Baseball Park.
Oh, really?
Stopped in at the Wendy's over there on 51st and Indian School.
Been there many times.
Burgers.
Yep, I've ate there many times. So,
Thank you, Wendy's. Took care of me this afternoon. On to business, Brandon Woodruff is not hurt. He would like to make that point over and over again. It seemed like something that was really important to him because he mentioned it several times during our chat with him today. It's not that he's bothered, but you could tell, like, it's something that he wanted to make sure was clear. You know, this is a big year for him. He knows that. He's bummed out that he had to miss last year. He's in here and raring to go. And, you know, part of the reason that he is going to be slower this year, I think, is because they want to make sure they slow him down so he doesn't try to do too much too soon. But like you said, going up against live hitters Friday, it'll be the first time since September 23rd, 2023. This is a huge step for him as he tries to come back from a pretty gnarly shoulder surgery.
My concern that we talked about in the first segment, we played a bunch of the cuts that you sent in, was the fact of, okay, so he, let's say he starts pitching in games in, I don't know, May. I'm just throwing out a month. So he starts pitching in games in May. I would hate this to be a situation where all of a sudden we're in September and they're like, okay, we got to shut him down. He's reached his pitch limit for the season or whatever. And I don't believe that really has been addressed yet, has it?
No, not yet. And that's on my list of things to bring up tomorrow when we have the even first full sessions of workouts. I don't think there's going to be much of a pitch count to him. But he's reporting to camp healthy and normal. I could see this as being a kind of play it by ear. Are there going to be times that they go easy on him, especially out of the chute? Absolutely. And I think that's the smart thing to do. I think it's the natural thing to do. But I don't think this is going to be a thing where you get to September and all of a sudden, oh, we got to shut him down. Maybe it's a little bit different with a younger guy that hasn't gone through it and doesn't know, you know, how his body reacts, as it is to a guy who's been around, knows how to take care of his body, knows about the rigors, has been through it, knows how to keep himself maintained for you know, 30-some starts.
All right. Pat Murphy also talked today as well. Where are we at with some of the guys coming back from injuries? I guess Jefferson Cuero, the catching prospect, would be one of them.
Yeah, he's one of them. He's about 75 to 85% is what he told us today. He's not going to be ready to go right off the bat, but he will get some action in Cactus League games before camp is done. And Murph is anticipating that Carroll is going to be a big part of this team at some point in the year. So they're banking on him being ready to go. You know, maybe not at the big league level come opening day, but the beauty is they don't need him, barring, knock on wood, some unforeseen circumstances with either Contreras or Hayes. They should be good to go coming out of the chute on what is it, March 31st, March 28th, something like that.
What am I missing here? So, I mean, William Contreras doesn't want to take days off as it is. So are you thinking that they're going to bring Cuero up here to essentially catch one or two days a week once he is ready and going?
Maybe. You know, he's an insurance policy, and he's a pretty damn good insurance policy to have. I don't think they're anticipating him seeing a significant amount of action this year. I think they want him playing the full season and healthy at AAA and being ready to go if they need him. But I don't see him being in the mix for a roster spot, you know, anytime in the first couple of weeks. Again, knock on wood, barring injury.
And what about DL Hall? Word has it that things aren't going well for him early.
That was one that kind of dropped on us as breaking news today. He's going to be shut down for at least the next 2 weeks. He had we're called it a lat scare, a slight lat injury during the offseason. Didn't really get into too deep of specifics.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But he is shut down for at least the next 2 weeks, and then they're going to reevaluate him. It's kind of a case of Bozich luck with this guy. You know, he's kind of following the same path, at least right now, as Garrett Mitchell. Just can't find a way to stay on the field. And, you know, this is, unlike Cuero, who's you know, a great insurance policy, Deal Hall's a guy the Brewers are going to need. And, you know, he's a guy that you kind of figured to be in the mix for the opening day rotation if all went well. This is definitely one to keep an eye on.
Talk with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports Brewers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fence. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Did I see online that he already named an opening day starter for the Brewers on day one of pitchers and catchers reporting? Haven't even had a full workout yet.
It's you know, it was kind of tongue in cheek, but at the same time, you know, who else do you think it's going to be? I mean,
McKelvey? You?
I mean, well, of course, it's always it's always the first McKelvey question of spring.
Yes, correct. Yes.
But like, who else would be your opening day starter? You know, you kind of know going in that it's going to be Freddie. So it's, you know, Murph was saying it tongue in cheek, but at the same time, it's like, well, through the process of elimination, you know, he kind of checks all the boxes.
Are you guys as curious about Nestor Cortes as I am as far as what this looks like? I was telling Charlie when they got Nestor Cortes in the offseason, I said, you watch. Chris Hook is going to make him into a stud, and he's gonna have some Cy Young votes before this whole thing is said and done. Charlie just laughed hysterically at me and thought I was nuts. But I just think Chris Hook with Nestor Cortes, I think it could be fun.
Yeah, I absolutely think of him. Kurt Hogue and young Jack Stern and I gathered for a hydration session before I jetted off to Arizona. And among our list of old man topics was Nestor Cortes. And it basically came down to this, you see this either being a really good situation for the Brewers or a really bad situation. It doesn't trend like there's going to be a lot of in between. But I tend to lean towards get this guy in the pitching lab this spring, you know, let the Brewers staff do what they do best and find like one small tweak and let the guy roll with it. This is the same staff that turned Jolie Chacin into one of the best pitchers in all of baseball.
Yep. As my buddy would say, they turn water into wine under Chris Hook as pitching coach. Let me ask you about Mizorowski. I saw pictures of him online walking into camp today. Do you think the mindset is to have him start in AAA and be a starter, or do you think there's a possibility where he works out of the pen this year at the major league level?
I think the goal is to get as many guys ready to start as possible. And first off, to see if they can, you know, do they have the pitches or do they have the pitch mix? I think they're going to give Mizorowski every opportunity in the world to show that he can be considered a starter. But if the numbers trend that way, I mean, absolutely, you could put him in the bullpen, but I don't see them kind of labeling him as anything right now. He's kind of got to define himself.
Because they did it to Josh Hader, if you remember correctly. When they traded for Josh Hader in that Gomez trade, he was a starter. They brought him up, they put him in the bullpen, they said, don't worry, this isn't long term, this is just for the time being. Yep. They came back the next year, he was still in the bullpen. Don't worry, this is just short term, we'll see how it goes. And he never got out of the bullpen after that and never got his starting job back. And his profile is kind of similar to Mizorowski, right? A lot it of is. Velocity and not a ton of control when he was coming up.
Yep. So it very well could end up the Josh Hader pass. And let's face it, it worked out pretty damn good for Josh Hader. You know, he's not driving around in a Buick right now, so good on the boy. But I think they're going to give Mizorowski a shot. I mean, they have faith in him, and they will consider – I think Murph said it best last year. You know, we consider everyone a starting candidate until they show us otherwise. If he comes into camp and shows them something, that he's developed something, that he's added something and can do it, then absolutely they're going to give him a shot. At the very least, they're going to try and stretch him out. But I don't think they're going to pigeonhole him into a role just yet.
I'm going to just confess something. I think I just established a new life goal listening to you talk. I think we just crossed a threshold for me. I want to own a Buick in my life. I think that's what I've determined. I would like to own a Buick. I've always thought they were nice cars.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and talk to Charlie from now on.
I'm serious, man. I mean, I've owned a bunch of Chryslers, and I've got a couple of Chryslers now and whatever, but I've never owned a Buick, and I've always thought they were very nice. And you kind of took a shot at a Buick. Oh, he's not driving a Buick. But I've always thought a Buick was a nice car. You don't agree with me then, huh?
I'm a Ford guy, not sponsored. In case
none of this
Ford
is sponsored.
Dealers out there,
no, there's
in case
no
any Ford dealers out there want to jump on board.
Sure,
I'm a Ford guy. When I think Buick, I think there's an ex I dated years ago that drove around this. I think it was a late '90s or early 2000 Buick, but it was built like a 1980s, you know, war tank,
like a LeSabre or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And, like, I know Tiger Woods drove a Buick, and, you know, he's pretty dope and fresh. But, yeah, I just think of Buick as, like, the guy that really wants to own, like, a Cadillac or really wants to own a Lincoln, but then finances and reality got in the way.
Yeah,
you know?
Lincoln, that's way out of my price range. I can't go balling in that neighborhood. Buick, more of my price range, I think. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers beat writer, does a great job. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Follow him all through spring training, baby. He's going to be there. He'll be back out there tomorrow again, getting some great video clips and audio clips, posting on social media. We'll have some more for you on the show tomorrow as well. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much.
Be good, kids.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.